This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Flood control projects underway. Port fees get tepid response and trade frictions could hinder innovation. Central Valley flood control projects are underway. State and federal agencies broke ground on the 10-mile slough project as a part of a greater effort along the lower San Joaquin River. The segment is considered the most inadequate across the Central Valley levee system. The initiative is projected to protect 122,000 people and nearly $29 billion in property from future flooding. California Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemes said the project will pay for itself as shifts between wet to dry conditions increase. State flood management in the Sacramento and San Joaquin River basins is informed by the 2022 Central Valley Flood Protection Plan update. The lower Delta region considered roughly 75% rural and is locally governed by the San Joaquin Area Flood Control Agency. Industry. Port fee plan better, but not good enough. Trump administration's plan to boost domestic shipbuilding continues to raise concerns in some ag sectors despite the latest revisions. Industry groups say revised new port fees on Chinese-built and operated ships are an improvement on earlier proposals, but will still raise costs for many ag exporters. The final fees are, quote, better, but not necessarily good enough. Agriculture Transportation Coalition Director Peter Friedman tells AgriPulse. Now keep in mind, the U.S. will impose new fees beginning in October, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said last week. USTR watered down earlier proposals by exempting vessels arriving empty and those on shorter routes, as well as capping the number of times a ship will have to pay the fee. But Friedman says shipping commodities such as soybeans and almonds via container still will cost more. The International Fresh Produce Association says the fees, quote, may affect agricultural and perishable products. American Association of Port Authorities President and CEO Kerry Davis says the fees will, quote, still drive up the cost of shipping, reduce volumes through our nation's trade gateways, and make goods more expensive. Take note, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday responded by saying it would take necessary measures to defend its lawful rights and interests. Don't miss this. Holscher being tapped ag negotiator. As we scooped on Friday, President Donald Trump will nominate Doug Holscher to serve as agriculture negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. That's according to sources. Holscher would join the administration from the America First Policy Institute. That's the Trump-aligned think tank founded by now Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. The Iowa native led the organization's American Leadership Initiative, which worked on a strategy to swiftly execute the president's policy agenda upon taking office. Luke Lindbergh confirmation hearing slated for April 29th. The Senate Agriculture Committee has scheduled a confirmation hearing April 29th for Trump's pick for USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Luke Lindbergh. Lindbergh would join the administration from the America First Policy Institute. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Increased trade frictions could threaten ag innovation, economists warns. An ag economist says the Trump administration's decision to reignite a global trade conflict with China could have implications for innovation and adoption of new ag technology. Economists have been increasingly concerned in recent months over, quote, how the global economy is fragmenting, said Sandra Steinbach, who leads North Dakota State's agriculture policy and trade studies. During an event hosted by Virginia Tech, he argued China's 2013 rejection of certain U.S. corn shipments demonstrated the threat regulatory divergence poses to ag innovation. Beijing blocked imports of U.S. corn bred with a new corn trait to control insects. The incident led to U.S. corn growers successfully suing Syngenta, arguing the company should not have commercialized the seed without Chinese approval. But Steinbach added the U.S., quote, decoupling from China in terms of ag trade could also provide opportunities for reassessing international regulatory frameworks. There's an opportunity that comes with heavy change at the same time, he said. NWS warns of potential weather balloon launch suspensions. The National Weather Service may temporarily reduce or suspend weather balloon launches at offices across the U.S. due to staffing challenges. In a normal year, the agency would launch weather balloons twice a day at its sites. Now launches may be reduced to one per day or dropped entirely. A notice issued by the agency says it's actively pursuing alternative sources of upper air data and adjusting internal staffing and procedures to maintain continuity of service. Why it matters? Well, weather balloons are among the most reliable methods for collecting weather data. By the way, the American Meteorological Society and the National Weather Association are warning in a statement that the proposed elimination of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's research arm could reduce observational data collection and cause weather models and products to, quote, stagnate. FDA, no shift in foodborne illness communication policy. The FDA didn't provide details or name companies responsible for growing and processing lettuce tied to an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens and led to one death, that according to an NBC News investigation. Earlier this month, the agency closed the investigation without disclosing details to the public. An internal report obtained by NBC found that FDA did not name companies involved because no contaminated lettuce was left on shelves by the time investigators discovered the pathogen source. The FDA take? Well, a spokesman for the FDA said this incident was not a shift in policy. The agency names firms when there is enough evidence linking them to an outbreak and there's actionable advice for consumers. Most of the FDA's communications team was eliminated through the reductions in force at the Department of Health and Human Services. This team was often responsible for public and stakeholder engagement during outbreaks. In a statement, the FDA spokesperson said the Human Foods Program, quote, continues to provide critical communications to consumers related to outbreaks. Here's today's final word. The road to reviving California salmon will be long, but these successes give me hope and the drive to keep fighting for salmon. That California Department of Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham in an op-ed for Cal Matters responding to the third closure in a row for commercial salmon fishing. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 21st, brought to you by Rabo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.